Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Many a times people are famous, they are such that there are people that have recordings of them, there are CDs available of them, there are people who have broadcast about them, and because of that people get to know them very well. And rightfully so, Allah has blessed them with knowledge, Allah has blessed them with the art to articulate themselves. But sometimes you get people who are famous, who are well known. Perhaps they might not even have a recording available. They might not have a bayan of theirs online. But if you look at the janazah salah and the scores of people, you realize the years of service. You realize that silent but sincere devotion to the community that stands out. And then you realize that sometimes people are there and they're well known and Allah blesses them. And sometimes you realize that people are quiet and they're working silently and sincerely, and Allah shows you at the janazah salah how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them and the impact of working consistently at a group of people whom you could change and make their life better. And for us, that is the example of Maulana Ahmad Limbada sahab, rahimahullahu rahmatan wasi'a. From all the ulama profiles that we've done, the closest that stays to me has got to be Maulana Ahmad Limbada. I stay a street before him. Maulana just stays one street away from me. And to speak about Maulana in his life and his achievements, we have a host of guests. If you want to, you may send a message. The number is 071-878-9748. I would take your call and thereafter I would take your message and I would read it on air. So we call Maulana's son on air live this evening. Yusuf, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa barakatuh.
How are you keeping this evening, Yusuf?
Shukar, alhamdulillah, Maulana.
Yusuf, from our side, Radio Islam, the Jamiatul Ulama, our deepest sympathies to yourself, your family, your siblings, on the death of your father. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill his qabr with nur. Grant him the highest of stages in Jannatul Firdaus.
Amin, amin, Maulana, and jazakumullah khairan for that message. And may Allah accept the dua.
Amin. You know, starting from the beginning, as we always do every week, speaking about the life of Maulana, you perhaps want to give us a brief family background to the life of Maulana Ahmad Sahib Limbada.
Gee, okay, Maulana. So we'll start with his full name. So Maulana's name was Ahmad Gora Limbada. Maulana was born in the year 1945, 27 July in Gandhi. His father's name was Musa Suleiman Limbada. His mother's name was Aisha Ibrahim Maria. Maulana was born in a little town of Gandhi, and all together, Maulana and them comprised of 9 siblings.
SubhanAllah.
2 of the siblings were in India, so that was a brother and a sister. And the rest of the 7 were in South Africa, the eldest in South Africa being his sister Zora.
Okay.
Right. So, Maulana then lost his parents at a very early age. I'm told that he was only nearly 4 years old when both his parents were deceased. So we see that from the age of 4, Maulana was an orphan. He was then taken by some family members to live in Pomeroy, where he schooled for a few years. Thereafter, his elder sister married in Ladysmith. So Maulana decided to move there and live with the Khan family. At that time, when he moved to Ladysmith, he was in Senate 6. And he went on to complete his Senate 6 and part of Senate 7 in Ladysmith. At that time, we know now, Maulana being an orphan, things were quite tough. So he decided to find a part-time job with the Vauda family, who owned a clothing store next to Central Masjid in Ladysmith. In the time that he worked for the Vauda family, he developed a very special relationship with them, and they grew very fond of him. From that early age, his quest to acquire knowledge, more so Islamic knowledge, was very noticeable. And as a result, whilst in Standard 7, he was sponsored to go and further his Islamic studies in India. So from a very tender age of roughly 14, Maulana then traveled to India to pursue his Islamic studies.
Yusuf, you made mention that he traveled to one place where he was staying. I just didn't get the name of that place before Ladysmith.
It was Pomeroy.
Pomeroy.
Just on the way to Dundee.
Okay. I was just didn't get that place.
Sure.
Okay. So Maulana then grew up and he went to study in India at a very, very young age.
Correct.
And then after that, what were some of the studies that Maulana had in India, etc.?
Okay, when Maulana, I don't have much details on his studies yet, will be discussed by my cousin Harun.
Okay.
What I can say is that Maulana studied at the University of Ashrafiya, and I know that he had a very good relationship with his ustad, who was very close to him. His ustad's name was Hazrat Mufti Saeed Paran. So I will touch a bit on that as we go along in the program, Maulana.
Sure.
But I think from here on, I would like my cousin Harun to take over, if he would be able to discuss now, you know, more on Maulana studies, etc.
Sure. We'll just ask Brother Usama to get Harun on the line. Mm-hmm. And while Usama is getting Harun on the line for us, just a reminder to the listeners of Radio Islam International that we are speaking about Maulana Ahmed Limbada. And if you would like to send a message, please, you can do so. The number is 071-878-9748. Muhammad Zaid Lahir from Indonesia says, Assalamu alaikum. Maulana was an amazing human being, from uncle to father to husband to a family member. Maulana had a unique way of making everyone special, from the smallest to the eldest. Maulana had an uncanny and witty style of humor. Maulana knew how to break the ice in any situation. He showed remarkable humbleness and great humility. On various occasions, he would loan me his car while I was studying, knowing well that he may need it. Maulana will surely be missed. We have on the line Harun. Now, Harun, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Harun, jazakallah for taking out your time this evening. Obviously, we're speaking about Maulana Ahmed Gora Limbada, and you being one of the family members, we've touched already on the early life of Maulana. Perhaps you want to touch a bit on Maulana's studies when he was in India?
Yes, my cousin Yusuf mentioned, Maulana studied at the Madrasa Ashrafiya in Ramdev. Now, during that period, Maulana studied various things, including Islamic fiqh. He studied a whole range of kitabs. And on a general course, he followed the alim course in India.
Who would be some of his teachers while he was in India? Do you all have a record?
Okay, off note, I believe the teacher that made an impact on his life was Maulana Palanpuri.
Okay.
Now, when one looks at later years, whilst in India, he developed a special relationship with Maulana Palanpuri, and it was not merely a teacher-student relationship. It became a very personal relationship between the two, where they've exchanged a lot of ideas among themselves, but more importantly, they became teachers to each other. Up to the later stage, and I think right up to the time prior to Maulana's death, he was still in close contact with Maulana Palanpuri.
Was Maulana Palanpuri a teacher of his, or were they not colleagues, perhaps?
Maulana Palanpuri was originally his teacher.
Okay.
He was his ustad in India.
Okay. From if I understand correctly, and I've been told that one of the other ustads of Maulana was Allama Raza Ajmeri, rahimahullah. Do you all have any recall of that?
When Maulana was studying actually in India, I probably was a little boy of 10 or 11 years old. So most of my knowledge would come from my parents and uncles and aunts.
Sure. For the benefit of the listeners, the senior ustad of hadith at that time was Allama Rashid Ajmeri rahimahullah, was a very senior, a very pious, and a giant of a person in knowledge, who was then the Bukhari ustad at Jamia Ashrafiyah. And also Maulana Ashraf Sahab, who was also the principal at that time, was one of Maulana's asatidah as well. A few messages coming in. Do you have anything else that perhaps we haven't yet added from your side, Harun, before we take the messages?
Okay. Look, that was in terms of study. Basically, there are some issues that I like to outline regarding the qualities that stood out of Maulana.
Sure.
Am I permitted to do
yes,
so?
Please do carry on.
Okay, alhamdulillah. What is important for us to know about Maulana? Maulana led a very simple life. And throughout his life, as I can recall him, he was approachable to all people within the community, be it old, young, teenagers, from people from professionals, people from different walks of life. Maulana was totally approachable to all these people. Another aspect that is obviously striking, Maulana's life, it was simplicity in all aspects of life, be it dini matters, family matters, or community matters. Maulana kept everything simple. And then one looks at Maulana being an alim, and obviously being the amir of the masjid in Erasmia. One looked at how Maulana conducted affairs in that masjid. And if you look at it, it was kept simple, short. Simple and short. Now, when one looks at the philosophy behind that, one has to understand, and when you look in with respect to the Quran was not revealed in a day. The Quran was revealed over a period of 32 years. It's only after realizing that I found the benefit and the logic in Maulana's thoughts behind keeping things short and simple. I mean, if you look at today, I'm not trying to, be critical or anything. We have a lot of people you find coming and talking for hours upon hours. But the fact of the matter is the human mind can only absorb so much. So there is wisdom in what Maulana did. And when you look at the knowledge that Maulana acquired over his lifetime, it's something to really sit back and ponder. And, of late I was told that at 73 years, our Maulana was sitting with someone, with an African Arab who was teaching him advanced Arabic. Now, that is really commendable, especially, with Maulana being at that age of 73. And you still have the thirst to acquire knowledge. And, taking all that into consideration, the one real aspect that has come out of all of this is Maulana was highly knowledgeable. And it is my opinion that Maulana was one of those alims who had the ability to bring about unity amongst our Muslim community in South Africa. That is something that I looked at, and I spent a lot of time with Maulana. I mean, I was very fortunate among the nephews. I was blessed in that there were many phases of Maulana's life that I lived with Maulana. When Maulana was in Woodbank, I lived with him for periods. When Maulana was in Bronkhorstspruit, I lived with Maulana. Maulana spent a bit of time with us in Azadville as well. So I was fortunate in that I learned a lot about Maulana, and I basically perceived some of his qualities, and it is by looking at his life and taking all into consideration that I have come to bring out the qualities that stood out. And it's unfortunate for me, and I'm going to say it.
Brother Harun, I'm going to
sometimes
ask you perhaps let's keep to the qualities of Maulana. Time is running out. Perhaps if we could just keep to Maulana's qualities and just concentrate on that. so that we may carry on with the program. I have quite a few guests and messages I need
to read. I understand that. But look, in parting, I don't want to take up too much of your time, but in parting, what I need to say is that sometimes we have an alim of note. But
Harun, let's just concentrate on Molana.
Yes, look, Molana, I am a guest and I'm also entitled to have my opinion. You have your opinions, I got my opinion. And the reality of it all is, it shouldn't be that when one person dies, then suddenly all the good of that person comes about. We should admire people and respect people while they are living and give them their dues in their lifetime. Jazakallah. That is basically what I got to say about that.
Every week when we speak, we make mention of the point that we need to... I don't think it's something that we make mention now, but anyway, we say Jazakallah to Brother Harun for his time. Another call, another message coming in. Maulana had the unique ability to be approachable without judgment. His concern for his community and family was always sincere. He was and still continues to be loved by the old, the young, the rich and the poor. May Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. That comes from Zinat Limbada. One of the local ulama, Moran Ashraf Dokraf, says, and he sends a message, Moran Ahmad Saab was a remarkable person in so many ways. Alhamdulillah, I had a good fortune of studying the Kitab Arabika Muallim and some basic Arabic with Morana at his home. He was a compassionate teacher with a great passion for knowledge. Morana had a very good general knowledge and would research and take an interest in many things. Once we were with some people and the discussion came up on how something is manufactured. To the surprise of everyone, Morana explained the complex process in detail. He had a good library. Mufti Saeed Ahmed Paranpuri, the Sheikhul Hadith of Darul Uloom Deoban, spent weeks at Morana's house learning English from him. It was a pleasure to see the interaction of these two scholars and the devotion to knowledge and seriousness about learning. Maulana Ahmad was fluent in Sotho, and once I observed how his ability at the language impressed even a mother tongue speaker. Maulana was very generous and kind to all. We have Brother Yusuf Motani on the line. Brother Yusuf, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa
barakatuh. Brother Yusuf is very much involved in the burial community. May Allah reward him. And equally, he is involved very much in the running of Masjid Bilal. Brother Yusuf, some of your interactions with Morana and the aspect with regards to Morana's welfare and serving at Masjid Bilal?
Alhamdulillah. You know, Morana, a lot will be said about Morana Limbada. Truly a great man and truly a great friend, mentor, teacher, you know, a lot of things to us.
Sure.
He is sorely missed, I should say, rather, you know. True Amir, you know. Mulana, there'll be a lot there to be said. I'll be brief like Mulana Limbada would want us to be, you know. There's so much to raise about him, you know. But the simple thing, the thing that touched me a lot was his consistency in his character, how he interacted with children and adults. He remembered the name of everybody he met, his etiquette, his smile, and most importantly, his welcome, you know.
Sure.
There's so much to say about him, Mulana. But like I said, I'll be brief. Allah grant him Jannah, sabr on his family.
Ameen.
You know, save from azab of qabr, raise him in ranks.
How long was Mulana involved in the running of Masjid Bilal, Yusuf?
Since inception, Mulana. I haven't been there since inception. I've just served a couple of years with him, you know, about 15, 17 years we've been together.
MashaAllah.
And, you know, the most, Mulana was punctual, you know, his talks before Jummah, concise, to the point, simple, you know, but very important, Mulana's punctuality, you know, his humility, his knowledge and continuous learning. You know, he wouldn't argue with people, you know, but he also gave room to others who saw things in a bit different, saw things a bit differently, you know.
Sure. Yusuf, Jazakallah so much for your time this evening. Much, much appreciated.
Jazakallah, Mullah.
Jazakallah. I have a message from one of Brother Bilal Jalalpur. Bilal said, I knew Morana from an early childhood. He was a close friend to my grandfather, Abdul Aziz Jalalpur. He played a role as grandfather to us ever since we knew him. He was part of our family, and he was present at all events that I can remember. He was always there for us, and he would go out of his way to assist, advise, and give us guidance. He was a fatherly figure. He was a teacher, a friend, and a mentor to myself and the community and the people of Erasmia and the general community as well. Allah had blessed him with so much of wisdom. Those that spent a lot of time with him will understand this. He was unique and he had a charisma of his own. I've been on Umrah with Morana, and we've been on family functions together, and I've studied under him. He had wisdom with dealing with things where a person would only realize after a while. He goes on further to say, Brother Bilal always had a smile on his face. He greeted everybody with love. People loved and remembered him, even if they met him perhaps just once or for a short while. He could blend in with any group or race, whether it was a man on the street, a rich man in his office. Morana gave and respected and gave attention to all. He done much charity and social work, but what the one hand done, the other hand knew not about. He was an avid reader. Until the end, he would be continuously reading. Only after he passed on, and we seen the books that he studied, had we not realized the qualities that Morana had. Brother Bilal further goes on to say, when you would walk through the crowd at his funeral, and you would hear the people talking good about him, tears would just flow from our eyes. And the last message Brother Bilal sent is, Morana never showed all his good he done. He never showed how learned he was. He was what we knew him to be, simple and yet helpful whenever we left him with, a true example for all. One of the people that also worked close with Morana trusted him a lot with some of his own dealings. If a person needed something, they would contact Hafiz Ismail, and Hafiz Ismail Hassan would then facilitate it for us. He's live with us on air, Hafiz Ismail. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Morana?
Alhamdulillah, very, very well. And how are you keeping, Morana, Hafiz Ismail?
Alhamdulillah, Maulana, under the circumstances, we sorely miss our mentor, Maulana Limbada, rahimullah, but alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal.
You are a student of Maulana. Perhaps some of your relationship with Maulana, and maybe a bit more detail in terms of his road at Masjid al-Bilal?
Okay, Maulana, I'll cover three quick topics. My relationship with Maulana. The one personal experience that a highlight in my life, and then just the Jummah khutbah shortly.
Sure.
Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem amma ba'd. I am indeed humbled, Maulana, to have been requested to contribute to this tribute of Maulana Limbada rahimullah, a giant of Islamic knowledge and an eloquent and inspiring orator. His lifelong dedication to the promotion of the deen and upholding of the sunnah is unsurpassed. Maulana Limbada rahimullah was my ustad, my mentor, my spiritual guide, and my father figure. Through my relationship with Maulana and Apa Juveda, my association with his sons Masihullah and Yusuf and his family has been one of pleasure and respect. Maulana was a man of many facets, a contemplative man by nature. He took family and community to the heart of his existence, and he did not fancy the limelight. Maulana, over the years, I became captivated by his excellent character and wisdom. I was very, very fortunate, and I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this, to have been able to spend so much valuable time with him. He trained me in aspects of imamat, delivering khutbahs, performing Eid salahs, nikahs, and janazas. I always considered it an honor to be in Maulana's company, and this allowed me the privilege to seek his wise counsel. His advice was always genuine, insightful, and honest. Maulana, his fervor and passion for the ummah's welfare was palpable to whoever interacted with him. So, in terms of a personal relationship and a personal experience, I had the good fortune of spending a week with Maulana Apa Jubeda and her family in India, in Randir, and I stayed right across the Darul Uloom where Maulana studied. My family and I were hosted by Maulana and his in-laws and his wife, Apa Jubeda, and the moments, the intimate moments that my family and I shared with Maulana, we will cherish forever. I actually went there for some treatment, and Maulana had organized everything from accommodation to meals to the doctor's appointments to the shopping expeditions of the family and to the welfare of everyone. And it was one of the very few times that I can remember with my relationship with Maulana that when we were leaving Randir, that Maulana became a bit emotional and one or two tears fell from his eyes. And that I will never ever forget in my life. And lastly, Maulana, just to cover the Jummah khutbas, you know, it's something that I will hold very closely to my heart. I will cherish the moments that we shared together, especially regarding the preparations of the Jummah khutbas. He would call me every Friday around 10 o'clock, and we would go through the khutbah in a little more detail. He would explain to me what the khutbah is, some background, some context, break down some of the Arabic words so that I could pick up some of the Arabic. And his Jummah khutbahs were very concise, yet they were very impactful, energizing, and inspiring. He covered topics that would affect people's daily lives and things that people could relate to. And in this way, they remembered for a long time, and most importantly, we practiced what Maulana preached. And I must add, Maulana, that up till the night before he said we left this world, his concern was the Jummah program. He asked his sons to give him a phone so that he could call one of us to make sure that the Jummah program would run smoothly. When he was overseas and it was a Jummah, he would call me and tell me to convey special salams to the Musallis of Masjid Bilal. And his only concern was that the Jummah program runs timelessly and without any problems. And his whole life evolved around the Masjid. And Yusuf Motani said, he had been the Amir and trustee from inception till his demise.
Abizab, JazakAllah so much for your time this evening. Much appreciated.
Barakallahu feek.
JazakAllah. Dr. Alam Deen sends me a message. He said, Maulana was truly an amazing person. I had the good fortune of looking after him during three of his major illnesses. He had a heart attack, he had cancer, and then he fractured his hip. The point he brings out, he always placed his total trust in Allah and made amazing recoveries despite heavy odds. He always created a positive spirit, and he generated an enthusiastic vibe in my rooms and the hospital. Sadly, he succumbed to his illness. That comes from Dr. Alam Deen. I have Wasim Hafiz Ismail Sani said, it's been just over 5 weeks since we lost our beloved grandfather, Maulana Limbada. The memories are fresh and will remain etched in our hearts. It still brings tears to our eyes and grief to our hearts. Some 5 weeks later after Maulana's demise, we still struggle to find the words to describe him. Maulana was not related to us by blood, but he treated us like his own family. He left a mark in each of our lives, a mark that will never fade away. He was our father, grandfather, our friend and confidant. We make dua, Allah fill his qabr with nur, elevate his stages in Jannah and grant the family Sabre Jamil from Hafiz Ismail, the wife Shabnam, Husna, Hafiz Wasim, and Hafiz Hafsa as well. Brother Firoz sends a message. He says, Maulana, a gem of a man, my uncle whom I had and have memories, I will never forget. He was a friend, a father, and an advisor, a man of supervision. Today I say Maulana was like an artist, a painter of art. Only when the artist leaves this world do we know the true value of his art. Many people never valued Maulana, yet he carried on silently. That comes from one of the family members. Another long message that comes in from Brother Ibrahim Ali. What can I say? My Nana was a man who reminded me of the qualities of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His funeral made me realize how much pain Sahaba endured when our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this world. Losing my Nani at a young age, my Nana filled the void of a Nani and a Nana. He was my pillar of strength, he was my confidant, my friend, he was everything to me. An outstanding quality which my Nana had was whoever's life Nana touched, he made them feel special and he left a positive impact. The memory which will always live and remain with me is that my Nana took me for my first Umrah. We just got married and it was a kind of gift that he gave to me and my wife. I never knew that I would go so early on in my life. It's a memory I have treasured for a long time. This comes from Ibrahim Ali that he sends in terms of that. We have one of my colleagues and one of the presenters of Channel Islam International, Morana Ahmed Saab. Morana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
Morana, I'm honored to have you on our program this evening. Your contribution to our program this evening.
Likewise, it's truly an honor to be on your show, Morana. Basically, just to brief it up, I know the show is quite jam-packed, but my focus on tonight is Morana's family interaction and his interaction with us as grandkids. You know, it reminds me of the hadith, وَفَعْطِ كُلَّ ذِي حَقٍ حَقَّهُ, that give every due thing its due right. Now, when it came to Salatul Maghrib, and after Salatul Maghrib, the wadaif that Mulana used to read, you know,
okay,
while reading these wadaif, Mulana would walk up and down in the lounge with his crutch. And my small cousin, my Mamaji Yusuf's son, Isa, Mulana would play ball with him with his crutch while doing his wadaif. And he would give the child his time. Us as grandchildren, any time we needed him, we could phone him. You know, like Mawlana Ibrahim Ali mentioned earlier and said of his first Umrah. So he took a trip with all the grandchildren, with his children for Umrah, and he gave them their time, you know. His family was his pride. Of course, the extended family as well. Anyone could call him at any time. And he took it as his responsibility to phone his nieces first, his nephews first. I recall when I was a child, and every week, without fail, he would phone. And he would find out what you learned in school, you know. Myself and my twin sister, when we would go for holiday to Mona's house, he would sit with us and teach us some Urdu sentences, some Arabic sentences, while we were small children. So, while being jovial with us, he imparted knowledge as well. And this was Maulana's family interaction. Maulana never missed visiting any sick person in the family. You know, he made sure that he visited them. He kept contact with everybody. And this was his life. The way he touched the hearts and lives of people. And the family, of course, that is why Maulana's nephews, Maulana's nieces, all of them are deeply saddened. And of course, all those who interacted with Maulana are deeply saddened at the death of Maulana because of how he touched the lives of people. And then to expand on Maulana's salient features, earlier when I was speaking to his Ustad, Mufti Muhammad Saeed Palanpuri, you know, To get fast the information on Maulana's interaction with him. And Mufti Saab mentioned to me, you know, if I have to speak to you about your grandfather, we would go on for 2 to 3 hours.
SubhanAllah.
That's what Mufti Saeed Palanpuri's words. This evening I phoned him a bit earlier. And he says that the day he passed on, I couldn't teach hadith. I told the students that just make Isal with Tawab today. One of my dear students had passed on. And I remember when Mufti Saeed came to South Africa on his visit, then the minute he got off the car, he screamed, Ya Habibi, Ya Habibi.
So
you know, oh my beloved, oh my beloved. And the sight has never lost my mind till today. The way Mufti Muhammad Saeed met him and he embraced him. And this was more, you know, when you read of Al-Imam Shafi'i and his Ustad Waqi' and how they would swap poetry and ash'ar. And if you had to see Mufti Saeed and Mawlana Ahmad, rahimahullah, you would see this. You would see how ash'ar used to be, you know, swapped in the majlis, how they would speak of this kitab and that kitab. And it was just amazing.
Really, from the side of the family, to all the family members from the side of Radio Islam, the Jamiatul Ulama, our deepest condolences to yourself, your mother, your uncles as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill that massive void that the family is currently experiencing.
I mean, just a last message, Mona. You know, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed in the Quran, فَإِن مَاتَوْا قُتِلَ انْقَلَبْتُمْ وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ فَإِن مَاتَوْا قُتِلَ انْقَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ. We would love to say on behalf of the family that Maulana had passed on, but the legacy and the good qualities of Maulana, that's what we need to live up to, inshallah. You know, the way he lived his life, we should try to take lesson from it, inshallah. And this will be Ithalu Thawab in itself for Maulana. As well as on behalf of the entire family, to all those who had made Nana's khidmat in any way, we would love to say Jazakumullahu khairan ahsan al jaza. As well to yourself, Ma Ubaidullah, and the Radio Islam team, to Jamiatul Ulama, Jazakumullahu khair for having the show tonight.
Jazakumullah, Maulana, Allah Ta'ala bless you.
Ameen, Barakallahu.
Brother Yusuf, you've been on the air with us for a long time, yeah. And you've been holding. What an amazing program we've had. Perhaps if you could just summarize the entire program and some of the things that you would like to add which you haven't added, and couple with that, just take us through the last few moments of your father's death. Brother Yusuf, are you still live with us?
Well, a lot of time in India, during the shutting years, we hear from many of the other scholars who were with him, the South African scholars. Maulana was actually known as the Amir of the South African Student Association for the entire Gujarat province.
Yes, I was going to bring that up, but time was against us, but it's a very good thing you brought it up.
Gigi, I thought just on a lighter note, just to, give it out there to the listeners, to inform them that this quality of Maulana's, his leadership qualities basically and his generosity was not something that he acquired only in the later stages, but rather it was acquired at a very early age. And as he grew, these pertinent qualities grew with him. So what I was told by from a few alims, who studied in the same time as Maulana, Maulana would take, he actually had a military uniform, which he would then, wear. And when any South African student was in any difficulty regarding any documentation, for example, if there was a problem with visa issues or, student permits, whatever the problem was,
yes,
they would come to Maulana. And Maulana would put them at ease and say, look here, you next, I will sort this out. And then Maulana had this special uniform made for him, and he would don this uniform and proceed to the court. And I'm told that when he got to the court, he was regarded as one of the officials. So in that way, the process was much easier. And he would be taken straight into the office, and then, everything would get sorted within a short period of time. So this is just to mention, the khidmat that Maulana has made for his fellow colleagues, the South African scholars that were studying there during that time. He's also, sort of been, I'm told that he was nicknamed the General.
Subhanallah.
So, just on a lighter note to mention that it was also the type of quality that he had from a very young age. And alhamdulillah, he carried, and as he grew, he carried these qualities, and these qualities grew with him. So alhamdulillah. And then I thought I'll just make quick mention of, you know, on Maulana's return from his studies, he was for a short period of time again in Ladysmith. He then went to Bronco Street, where he spent some time there, and then he got married in Bronco Street to my mother. And then after that, he accepted a teaching post in Witbank. I'm not quite sure of how long he spent there, but I'm told that in 1974, Maulana left again for India to go and study for a further year.
Okay, okay.
And then on his return, Maulana came back and he spent a few years in Bronco Street, and then went back to Witbank, and he was then the Imam of the Jamaat Khana or the Masjid in Witbank rather. And my memory serves me correct, around 1983, Maulana then moved to Lodium.
Okay.
Yes, and we settled in a street called Clove Street. Many of the listeners who are from Lodium will be familiar. Maulana then took up the afternoon teaching at a maktab till around 1988. In 1988, Maulana then took up a business venture in Bronco Street and relocated to Bronco Street for a few years. However, in 1994, he returned back to Lodium permanently. And from 1994, he's been in Lodium up until 2000 and 2001 is when he moved to Erasmus. The inception of Masjid Bilal was in 1998. So from the inception, that is from 1998, Maulana was took over the role as Amir, and he held on to this role from 1998 right up until his demise on the 18th of January.
Subhanallah. Brother Yusuf, it was a very valuable, a very informative and a very motivational program this evening. Jazakallah to yourself for putting it together. Much, much appreciated.
We say Jazakumullah khairan to yourself, Maulana, for allowing us this opportunity and for hosting us.
No, Jazakallah so much.
Barakallahu fi.
Many speak of my Nana's library, and the truth is that all the books in his library were not just to decorate it, but he read them over and over. On many occasions, he wished for myself, this is Maulana Muhammad Lorgat, to sort it out with his brother Mauli Ahmed, who was on air earlier, but unfortunately, we were unable to. The very reason that when packing, we would find a volume missing, and upon asking him, he would write in the car or in the dining room, etc. Wherever he went, a book was his companion. To a very late age, I still remember my Nana practicing handwriting as well. May Allah fill his qabr with nur. And Maulana says, we request all to read Surah Ikhlas 3 times for Maulana Ahmed Limbada. Truly, Maulana, a gem that the community of Erasmia has lost. Maulana was a stalwart and a pillar in Masjid Bilal. If anyone went there, they would know. In his own way, Maulana would be able to speak to the people that were there. Many of the brothers from neighboring countries, Maulana would know them by name, and he would be able to understand their needs and help them in this way, and in that way Maulana would be able to then give service to the people of the Erasmia Masjid Bilal area. His social work was also remarkable, sometimes just helping people wherever you were. Sometimes you would go by somebody's house and just take some food with him and say, look, we've come for meals. He would bring some chips or something, sit down with them, have some meals, and Maulana would then go on. So you can understand the personality that is there and the person that we have lost in Maulana Ahmed Limbada sahab. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill his qabr with nur. May Allah grant his family the ability to be able to deal with such a great loss with great amount of steadfastness and patience. We also request the listeners to make dua for Maulana and all of those that have passed on as well. Once again, we say that there are many of our ulama that are alive. Our Maulana Muhammad Kaka is ill. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him complete shifa. And any alim, any person, any individual that is ill, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Grant them complete shifa. Make it easy for one and all. Again, a special jazakallah to Brother Usama, who's behind the controls, always doing a fantastic job and having things under control. Jazakallah to yourself, Usama. Brother Yusuf, Morana's son, was instrumental in putting this program together. May Allah ta'ala bless one and all. May Allah save us from the evils of the time. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us goodness in this world and the next. From myself, Ubaidullah Boja, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.